everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of the Wonderfield Stories podcast. I am your host, Mr. Soul, and on this podcast, we are going to be enjoying together the stories that I've created just for you. Tune in each weekday to hear the next chapter in the story that I've picked out for you. Season one is going to be Secrets of the Sofa. Some treasures are too big to stay hidden. When best friends Jace, Kai, and Davey haul an old lumpy sofa into their tree fort, they're just looking for a cool place to hang out. What they find instead changes everything. A hidden stash of cash buried deep in the cushions. Suddenly, what seemed like a dream come true turns into more trouble than they ever expected. As whispers spread and others catch wind of their discovery, the boys must navigate secrets, suspicion, and betrayal from people they thought they could trust. So, without further ado, let's get started with Secrets of the Sofa. Secrets of the Sofa by Jason Soul, published by Wonderfield Books. Dedicated to the two best buddies a kid could grow up with, David and Kyle. At some point in your childhood, you and your friends went outside to play together for the last time, and nobody knew it. Chapter 1, The Fortress.
Hawk, advance! The zomboids are on the move!
Jace whispered as he peered down the barrel of his stick rifle.
Hawk, do you read me?
My name is Falcon, Davy replied from behind him. I changed it when we stopped to fill our canteens at the stream.
Seriously, dude?
Jace scolded. You can't keep changing your code name.
Well, falcons are more mysterious, Davy said, defending his decision.
Hawks just sit on fence posts and puff their feathers.
Fine. Falcon, advance.
Jace corrected. The zomboids are getting away.
They're in the trees, Kai called from behind a large hedge. I'm going to knock them out with my boomerang bow.
He threw a stick while making a shing sound effect, and it crashed in the underbrush.
Did you knock them to the ground, Stalker?
Jace called.
We're in business, definitely, Kai called back.
Bonsai!
The boys charged ahead toward the invisible zomboids, fleeing into the forest.
They're splitting up to confuse us, Jace hollered. Everybody, follow one!
He charged forward down a wide trail as Kai peeled off to the left. Davy took a narrow trail to the right. Blueberry bushes clawed at Davy's shirt as he bobbed and weaved his way along the path. Rounding a corner, something caught his foot and sent him sprawling face first onto the damp ground. He landed with a thud and inadvertently howled as air was pushed out of his lungs like a whoopee cushion. Struggling to regain his normal breathing, Davy looked back at what had tripped him. A wire was tightly strung between two trees at the perfect height to catch the foot of someone who was hurrying by.
Hey guys, come and look at this,
he called into the forest, putting the game of make-believe on hold. A few seconds later, Jace and Kai came trotting down the trail to where Davy was examining a tripwire.
It's probably an old barbed wire fence, Jace exclaimed as he bent to examine the curiosity. A long time ago, farmers used trees as fence posts. Saved a bunch of money not having to buy fence posts.
Well, if this is a barbed wire fence, where are the pokey things? Davy asked. Also, this wire isn't all rusty like those old fences.
Kai wandered up the path, surveying the area like an Indian scout, as Davy and Jace debated.
You think someone would put this here as a booby trap? Jace asked. Why would anyone do that?
How should I know? Davy replied. People do weird stuff.
The simplest answer is most likely the best explanation. Jace plucked the wire like a guitar string. It's a fence.
Well, maybe it is a fence, Davy rebutted, but just because it's the simplest explanation doesn't make it true. Hey, guys! Kai emerged from a bend in the trail ahead and excitedly waved them forward. Check out what I found!
What is it?
Davy trotted down the trail.
That is it.
Kai pointed toward two large trees as they emerged into a small clearing. Built high off the ground was a long-forgotten tree fort. Weathered planks and braces were broken and scattered around the clearing. Over the years, vandals and strong storms had made the fort a lost relic from bygone days.
Wow! This looks like it's been here for 30 years!
Jace wandered toward the structure and gazed up in reverence, as if it were an ancient temple.
I bet this was built back in the 50s.
My dad said they built stuff better back then. The dense beams of the center support were bolted firmly to the tree's trunks. It had been there long enough for the growing trees to begin squeezing out from their confines and engulfing the planks in an alien way. The main platform was too high to reach by jumping. Kai found bent and rusty nails where a ladder had once been attached to the tree trunk, but it was long gone. The limbs under the platform had been stripped away ages ago and never grew back. This made it difficult to climb. After trying for nearly an hour, Kai deemed the fort inaccessible. The boys spent the afternoon pretending they were Viking warriors, trying to capture a castle. Finding an old plank nearby, they fashioned it into a clumsy catapult for heaving dirt clods at the walls of the citadel. They splashed in the cold, shallow waters of a nearby stream and watched the fluffy clouds float by on the spring breeze as they laid back and chewed the white stems of prairie grass that grew in the clearing.
I think this fortress should be ours, Kai said, gazing up at the dilapidated structure. Just think, with a little bit of work, we could make this thing into our own secret forest fortress.
His imagination began to spiral as he envisioned the possibilities. Davy and Jace, having transitioned from heaving mud at the fort to pelting each other with dirt chunks, turned their attention to Kai.
Oh, yeah? How are we going to get in?
Davy asked as he wiped mud from his eye.
I guess we'll have to build a new ladder,
Kai said. Jace approached, dropping a clod of dirt and wiping his hands on his jeans.
That's great, but where are we going to find wood to make a ladder? We're in a forest, Davy barked. We're surrounded by wood.
Oh, really? Are you going to cut down a tree and make it into planks that we can use as a ladder? Jace mocked.
I'll run home and get you an axe, Paul Bunyan.
I may know a place to get some wood, Kai said, interrupting their bickering. Do you remember where they're building those new houses over by the Devil's Backbone?
Devil's Backbone, Jace recollected.
Oh, you mean the bike jumps down by Turtle Creek?
Oh, yeah, that's the place where I nearly busted my head open on a piece of concrete, Davy said proudly.
That doesn't narrow it down, dork. Jace punched him on the arm. You nearly bust your head open every day. At the site of the new houses, there's a huge dumpster where all the scrap lumber is tossed. Kai continued. The wood is brand new. It's just cut into random pieces. I'm sure we could find something we could use there.
The squad enthusiastically accepted the mission, and a short time later, the boys clattered up to a huge metal box sitting between two unfinished houses. They could see pieces of fresh lumber sticking out at odd angles.
Kai hopped off his bike, and in seconds, he had climbed the container's side and hopped in.
Jace and Davy jumped off their bikes and stood on their tiptoes with their chins hooked over the dumpster's edge. They pointed out good pieces as Kai navigated the wreckage. As he found scraps that would serve their purpose, he heaved the lumber over the side. When they had gathered as much as they could carry, the boys threaded a couple planks each through the gaps in their handlebars and began to ride slowly back to the forest. Cresting the final hill, Davy began to pump his pedals and pick up speed. Jason Kai chatted casually as they watched Davy pull away.
Kai stopped mid-sentence when he noticed the impending issue.
What is he doing?
His evil Knievel brain just kicked in, Jace said, referring to a world-famous daredevil from the 70s. This is what he called it when Davy suddenly had the urge to do something reckless.
Well, he knows he can't fully steer with those planks stuck through his handlebars, doesn't he? Kai questioned. Davy's legs were still pumping the pedals as he approached the spot, where they veered off the road down a narrow trail toward the trees. The gentle curve was easy to navigate, and normally the boys would approach it at full speed as they carved their way through the meandering forest trail. Davy had already reached terminal velocity when he figured out his diminished ability to steer. Instead of safely navigating his bike down the gentle curve, he careened straight toward the trees. The last thing Jason Kai saw was his flaming red hair sticking straight up like a cartoon as he disappeared into the undergrowth. "Oh no, not again," Kai lamented. I oftentimes think about how many treasures are all around me every single day. Like, how many dinosaur bones have I walked right over the top of, and all I would have had to do is dig down a few feet and I found something brand new, or a lost treasure that all I had to do is get off the path and search around and I could find something wonderful. Or maybe my very best friend in the whole world is sitting right behind me in class and I've never even stopped to say hello or introduce myself. I encourage you today to find a new treasure. Turn around and introduce yourself to that person sitting behind you. Ask them what they like to do. And maybe, just maybe, this person could be your new best friend. And there is no greater treasure than a friend. If you like what we're doing here on Wonderfilled Stories, check us out on jasonsoule.com. That is jasonsoule.com. And see more of what I am up to, and maybe even become part of the Wonder Club. Thank you for joining me for Chapter 1 of Secrets of the Sofa. Come back tomorrow for more Wonderfilled Stories. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices and you can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.